having me.
So I've got to ask, I love that you opened the film with Kierkegaard. Tell me about wanting to use that quote.
That's a good question. I have to say I'm not really a philosopher or student of philosophy, but I heard that quote and it felt like it really sort of represented the idea of the film. I think, you know, it's about that line between our past and our present and sort of, you know, how do you, the past keeps bubbling up and influencing the present, and is it ever possible to forget that, as well as sort of the surface of what's going on in someone's life and also what's bubbling up underneath, you know, the line between the sand and the sea, this place on the Oregon coast with this incredible beauty, but it's also very rough winds and rough waves and harsh, you know, giant rocks. Stone Mountain. So it just was that. I think I don't know where I found it, honestly. I wish I had some sort of more dramatic or exciting way of telling you about it, but it just I found it somewhere, and it just felt like it really represented the film. So I did it.
You know, I love something also that came from your director statement, and kind of gets at what you just said about the line between the sand and the sea. You said that you wanted to challenge audiences' assumptions about who is good, who is bad, and how our actions define us. I think that gets at the heart of the story completely, especially Ariana's character. I mean, that's the whole story, really.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I really was thinking how you can sort of turn a character or multiple characters in the story and have sort of you make these assumptions about someone in the beginning and then, you know, have everything upended. And that really felt like coming from my own life, you know, whether it's myself or people I know, people I'm really close with or people I'm getting to know, just that you sort of think it's I think it's really easy for us to sort of put people in boxes and sort of think we know who they are. And I just think that we're all so much more complicated than that and more interesting. And I just find when I do that, that I get sort of, you know, bit in the butt by that and, like, realize that I've been too simple-minded. So I really wanted to play with that. And again, that we're all affected by our past, and we don't know necessarily what someone else's past is, and we don't know what's going on under the surface. And I think I'm like that as well. I think I present very, you know, very sweet and nice, and but like there's always something going on, so it was fun to explore that. And you're right, that is really what's happening with Ariana's character Daphne.
You know, I'd love to ask you, you have so many Broadway talented folks in this film. Was there any secret behind the scenes musical version of this film that you were secretly thinking of wanting to make?
That's funny. We certainly joked about it a lot, and I think there was, you know, we had this great time shooting on the coast, and the whole cast and crew stayed in a few different houses right on the ocean. One is my family's house, but then we rented some from other friends and family as well. And so at the end of the day, we really lucked out with the weather in April in Oregon, which is very usually like 40s and 50s and overcast and rainy, but we really had a bunch of days that were really sunny and beautiful, and the cast and crew would just kind of hang out, and we got some donated beer that my producer Alyssa got us. And you know, there are definitely some days when some of the cast and crew were joking around and talking about the musical version, and I think they played around with that. I was not involved. Musical theater is not really my strength. But yes, I think there were a lot of jokes about that.
I'd love that you brought up your cast and crew. I was so glad to see that Philip A. Anderson was your DP. I mean, I love his work in Portlandia and Everything Sucks. Those two shows showcase that Oregon coast and that kind of the West Coast so much different than the way people see the West Coast. Tell me about working with him and then also capturing the beauty of, like you said, the beauty of the Oregon coast, but also just how scary it can be, those cliffs, those hanging areas. It is a wonderment of our coastline.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think it's an underutilized and not very well-known part of the world, but I'm incredibly lucky to have grown up going there with my family, and as a kid that we always went there, and I just think it's so special and so beautiful. But it's all, you know, my mother always said to me, a neurotic Jewish mother, like, don't turn your back on the ocean, and because you never know what's going to happen. And, and so I just grew up like, okay, this is beautiful, but it's also kind of potentially dangerous. And it's like everywhere you look, you think it's really beautiful, but if you really look hard, it's like there's all these boulders and these, you know, these trees whose branches are only growing in one way because the wind is so strong. And the ocean, there's always people who get in trouble, who die every year, you know, because they're not, they don't realize how intense it is. So, you know, I just think that that, when I thought about doing the movie there, I was like, okay, what is this place? Like, it's not a place, like, we think we have control over our lives. We think we have control over our environment. And this location, as beautiful it is, as it is, really exemplifies this idea that, like, we just can't control nature, and our own nature, too, in a lot of ways. So I thought that that was, like, the perfect, you know, beautiful place to shoot, and these themes are the perfect theme for that, this dangerous beauty. And then Phil, I met through my producer, Alyssa. They had worked on a lot of different projects together, and I just thought he was so talented. His work was incredibly varied, and it really sort of, whatever the his cinematography work really matched the story and the theme of whatever film he was working on, features, TV, short film. So, you know, we had a few conversations, and of course, you know, always like with your crew, they're like, okay, well, you come back to me when you have money and you're ready to go. And I was like, I know that he's the one, and he's super talented, and we had a great working relationship. He has an incredible knowledge of film history, and was always like, this shot is like this movie, and this shot is like this movie. And so we had a lot of fun, and I really, we had a great collaboration, I think. And then, and the other person who was really involved in a profound way was our production designer, Jade Harris, who did multiple jobs, wardrobe, set dressing, production design, art direction. She sort of did it all. And she's a production designer in Portland who's also directed. And, you know, Alyssa, my producer, again, has worked with her multiple times. The three of them have worked together a lot. And she showed me various reels of different production designers. And I, as soon as I saw Jade, I was like, she's the one. She has a vision, again, for every project. It's very distinct. It's very specific to the story and to the theme. And I just was like, we have to get her. Like, whatever it takes, I want to work with her. And she and Phil have an excellent working relationship as well. So it was, you know, I sort of jumped into their group, collaborative group, and they accepted me, and we had a lot of fun working together.
I've got to ask you, you have some true crime show background with A Crime to Remember and Eyewitness. Did that help in any way with kind of the, specifically like the searching for the killer? I mean, like the detective side of it. I mean, was any of that helpful in filming, you know, Seaside?
You know, I learned a lot from those shows, but to be totally honest with you, those happened after we actually shot Seaside. So I wish I could say that I took it all. I certainly learned a lot from doing those shows and had a great time, and you know, hope to apply what I learned from that, those shows, in my next project, because, like, again, the really talented production designers, really talented cinematographers, working on a really, and really talented editors, really working on a really limited budget for a show of that quality. So, you know, as soon as I got those gigs right after I, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I wish I had done that first, but I'm going to use that definitely for the next project. I mean, everything we shot was shot on slider. It just was really, again, the production designer was able to do all this different period stuff with, like, a really small budget and really impressively. So that, you know, again, I learned a lot, but it wasn't, you know, before Seaside, but it was fun. Really fun.
So I've got to ask, what does it mean to have Gravitas Ventures pick up the film? I mean, that's got to be a nice thing to know that these people believe in this work.
Yeah, I think I was really excited. I mean, I know their reputation, and I talked to a lot of different filmmakers about their experience working with Gravitas, and they're incredibly professional. They're really, you know, they want the best for the film. They release a lot of movies, so they don't spend a lot of extra money on things that don't really matter and are going to sort of hurt the bottom line for the film, which is great. And, you know, kept everything really kind of simple and, like, how could we maximize this film, maximize Ariana being, you know, shooting Anita and Steven Spielberg's West Side Story right now. So they're really smart about it, and that's exciting.
It seemed like you had so much fun with Ariana, especially. I love the close-ups. I mean, I love the very last shot of her looking, you know, at her mother's character, but almost at us. Talk about being able to shoot her and find the... I mean, you found such lovely viewpoints of her. You really capture her on screen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, again, you know, give it up to Phil for doing such great camera work. But you're one of the first people to noticed who said anything about that shot that I've talked to, and she is looking into the camera, and I did that very deliberately, and I love that shot, and I wondered sort of, is that the right thing to do or not? But you know, it felt like that her character is so hopefully complex. I wanted her to be very complicated and complex, and that she keeps changing, and we don't, you know, we keep learning more, you know, peeling back layers of the onion, and learning more about her. So that she keeps changing and she keeps challenging us, and that felt like the appropriate shot for that. And, you know, I have to say, like, one of my favorite films growing up in all time in film school and after was The 400 Blows, and that ends on a beach with him looking into the camera, and it's about this kid who, you know, because of his life circumstances, has a lot of problems. But it's so complex, and you feel for him, and you love him, and you sort of see how he got there. And I really was like, you know, it's a lot to sort of compare my work to Truffaut. I'm not doing that, but I love that film, and I just was like, let's play with that. That's such a monumental moment, I think, in film history, and like, can I reach back to that and talk between films, you know, with that movie? I mean, what he was trying to do and what I was trying to do with this character. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, Ariana, I mean, she's beautiful inside and out. She looked great on film. We had a lot of fun sort of talking about, like, what was the different hairstyles and the different makeup. And Cameron Gates was our makeup artist and hairstylist. And he, you know, he had, like, different, you know, talk about, like, okay, in this part of the movie she's this way, in this part of the movie and she's this way, in this part of the movie it's like her power pose, lioness, you know, fierceness, and so her hair is going to look like that, and that was kind of her hair at the very end of the movie. But it, you know, it was so much fun. She literally is in, I think, almost every single scene, and it was great to work with her. She's really smart, really determined, gracious and kind, and really talented. So it was great to be able to have that collaboration.
I'd love to know what's down the pipeline for you, Sam, and would you be able to film in Oregon again? Or I mean, obviously you've got a background with NYU, with New York, and I mean, where would you like to film next if you could?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I certainly would love to film in Oregon again. I think, like you said, the coast is so remarkable. But there's so many different places in the state that would be really dramatic on film. I know Kelly Reichardt has shot a lot in Eastern Oregon and other parts of the state, and, you know, other people have as well. So that would be fun. And the crew was great. I'd love to work with all those people again. And the Oregon Film Commission was super helpful and generous. And even just shooting on the coast, I mean, because there are not a ton of films being shot in Oregon, people were so open and generous. And, like, we just, you know, we were, like, outside the Veteran of Foreign Wars, I think it's in Canton Beach, which is right near the town of Seaside, and we needed, like, a place that could double as a bar, outside of a bar. And we went in, and we were talking to the bartender manager, and he was like, oh, yeah, I used to live in L.A. I sold horror movies for, you know, decades with this company and that company. And then the woman who works with him, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm a basket maker. Like, it's just such a creative world, part of the world. So that was great. But I also have a script that I've worked on with a Mexican writer, which is sort of a road trip between two women, a 40-something-year-old Mexican woman and a 20-something American woman, who accidentally steal a drug dealer's stash and have to go on the road. So that's sort of a road movie through Central Mexico, which I would love to do. I have a book that I adapted in Los Angeles. I have a TV pilot that I wrote set in Cape Breton, Canada. So, you know, I love to travel. I love to see different parts of the world, and I think different parts of the world and different places lend themselves to different types of stories. So that's always fun to explore.
Well, Sam, I hope you'll think of Texas when you think of that central Mexico. I know we've got a lot of places that might fit too. But
yeah,
Sam,
that's a great idea.
I really appreciate the chat. I love the movie and what you've been able to do. And, I can't wait to see what's coming down the pipeline for you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your enthusiasm. It was great to talk to you, Dottie. I appreciate it.
Awesome. You have a great day, Sam. Bye.
Bye.